This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Shark Tale devoured the box office this weekend with an opening take of nearly $50 million. That's good news for DreamWorks, the studio behind the film, and it could be a boost for plans to take part of the company public. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
If Shark Tale had not opened well, that would have augured poorly for DreamWorks' plan to sell shares in its animation unit to the public. The company is under considerable pressure to raise money through that offering, which is why it has been important for Shark Tale to perform.
Well, for your information, I am the Shark Slayer. Oscar the Shark Slayer. That's what people be saying.
DreamWorks does have bragging rights to Shrek 2, but its expensive animated series on NBC, Father of the Pride, hasn't been a breakout hit. Based on the critics' response, Shark Tale looked as though some of the gloss might come off the planned stock offering. But DreamWorks marketed the film aggressively and opened it on more than 4,000 screens.
That is an unusually large number, even for this type of film, and probably skewed the results upward. The gross has certainly benefited from that.
Entertainment industry analyst Harold Vogel says it's too soon to call Shark Tale a hit. But Vogel says its opening is strong enough to give DreamWorks something to sell. Specifically, the prospect of strong DVD sales for this picture and gigantic DVD sales for Shrek 2. Ironically, Vogel says DreamWorks should also get a boost from the anticipated success of The Incredibles, the next film from the leading animation studio, Pixar.
Pixar is the gold standard. DreamWorks is going to have to compare against it. It's not the other way around. But nonetheless, Pixar is flying very high and doing very well, and Incredibles will attract tremendous attention to Pixar, and that will be a benefit that will spill over to any potential IPO of DreamWorks as well.
Still unclear is when DreamWorks will start selling the stock or what price it can command. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.